needlestick data. As with other programs, gathering feedback through surveillance and other methods is crucial to the continued effectiveness of an OHP. When applied to occupational health and safety, surveillance involves collection, analysis, and dissemination of data on hazards like needlesticks that have endangered or may endanger HCP. The use of feedback from injured or sick staff can help the IP identify gaps in system processes as well as successfully implement process improvements and evaluations. Involving injured workers and other HCP in this process is beneficial because it helps to avoid repeated injuries of the same type and to ensure buy-in from HCP. As much of the information that should be monitored for an OHP is the same as that which should be gathered under normal surveillance and outbreak control processes, we will not cover those in depth. Instead, we will focus on one particular source of data, needlestick data, that is more unique to OHPs, and then discuss methods to address the risk of needlesticks in order to help control exposure to BBP. Needlestick data from injured workers can be collected by use of a Sharps Injury Log, SIL, which characterizes the who, where, what, when, and how of injury events. The SIL should include the date and facility name, an identification of the device, type and brand, the location of the incident, work area, the circumstances surrounding the incident, the procedure being performed, disposal, injection, etc. The body part affected, any objects or substances involved,